So what would you generally put a patient on?
So we, at this point, if patients are optimally debulked, so they have a centimeter or less of residual cancer at the completion of surgery, we'll place them on either standard of care, which, again, we can talk about, is either Carbotax or intraperitoneal cysts plus Taxol. But our two trials are either intraperitoneal carboplatinum and IP Taxol with IV Avastin. And those are for patients who have stage 3 cancers, optimally debulked. All other patients, we have a trial that uses carboplatin Taxol plus Avastin. And then once they've completed their 6 cycles of chemotherapy, they're randomized to either Avastin or Avastin plus Erlotinib. And that's about halfway done, this particular study, all phase 2.
I want to track out the thinking behind these studies, but I have to ask you to brief me a little bit on Erlotinib and ovarian cancer and the rationale for that combination.
So there is data in other tumors for Avastin and Erlotinib. Erlotinib has some minor single-agent activity in recurrent cancer. There may be some synergy between the two drugs. The other rationale is that there's high levels of EGFR expression on ovarian cancer cells. So that's the rationale. And again, with the thought that when you're treating somebody after chemotherapy and in maintenance, that you have small volume disease. So you wouldn't expect a drug like Erlotinib to do much if someone's got a large volume recurrence. But in the maintenance setting, there may be some antiangiogenic effects of Erlotinib that could combine or perhaps synergize with Avastin. So that's the rationale for that.